This is The Peaceful Corner, Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Hello everyone, welcome to The Peaceful Corner. Hope you're all doing well and wonderful. Thank God for His faithfulness and His grace. Thank you for Him allowing us to come to this, second to the last day of our Let Us Pray series. We've tried and prayed for many different topics, and today, while I was going on about my day, I was like, what are we going to pray about today? And it started raining, the Holy Spirit said, to pray about the rain of revival, amongst our nations. Evil seems to want to take power, but God is the light. He was the light. At the beginning, the first thing that was there was let there be light, and there was light. And light can flip, light will always supersede darkness. And in the work that we're in, it seems so dark. It seems like blood is crying out in so many different places. But we're going to pray for the rain of revival. We're going to ask God to pour revival, to open the floodgates of revival, to rain His revival upon our nations, upon our lives. Revival must start with us. To rain revival upon all the land, because He said that He has given us this land that we shall be fruitful in it. And so, if we're going to be fruitful in a land, we must also pray for that land. We must also ask that the revival of God will be on that land, so that every works of darkness can be chased out and light can supersede, light can be in power, and darkness will be as nothing anymore in our world. So we're just going to begin to pray and ask God. We're going to start by thanking Him for revival. Thank Him for the past revivals. Thank Him for how He's shown Himself mighty in different parts of our lives, in our homes, in our churches. He's just shown Himself as God. And revival has been, revival is here, actually. But we're going to ask that revival, the rain of revival will pour upon us and start to just spread like wildfire. The rain of revival would rain upon every dry ground, upon every dry ground. So let's begin to thank Him. Father, we thank You. We give You praise for revival. Thank You for past revivals. Thank You for reviving us. Thank You, O God, because You are the God of revival, that we don't have to ever remain the same. Thank You, Father, that we don't ever have to remain in the same place. We don't ever have to be the same people. There's hope for us being changed. There's hope for us being alive and new again in You. Father God, I bless Your name. And I just give You praise, because without You, there is no such thing as revival. But Father, we thank You because You are so intentional about every aspect of our lives, that You said that if we can call upon Your name, and we humble ourselves, You will hear our prayers and You will heal our lands. And we've prayed, oh God, that You heal our lands. But now we're asking You that You will call Your rain of revival, Your rain of revival, oh God, to revive people's hearts to be after Yours, to revive the hearts of Your children to be on fire for You. That this revival will not just be a revival that comes and goes after some years, but a lasting revival. A revival that will set the nations on fire for You, that will set generations to come on fire for You. A revival that will change the trajectory of everything in this world, that will change politics, that will change the health industry, that will change businesses, that will change schools, that will change everything, oh God. Revival, 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 that even other religions, other people will see that the relationship with Jesus Christ is truly where it's at, that they will not hate You because of us, but they won't hate you. They won't hate the idea of being Your children. Father, we ask that the rain of Your revival will pour out upon all the nations, oh God, that as rain pours out, because when rain comes, there is new life. When rain comes, things grow. When rain comes, things that are not supposed to be there, dirt, things that have died, are washed away. Father God, we ask that Your rain of revival will pour. Let Your rain of revival pour upon all the nations in the name of Jesus. Let Your rain of revival pour upon our hearts. Revive us again, because we want You to be the center of our lives. We want You to be the center of our world. We want You to be the only thing that reigns, oh God. You said that You are the King that reigns in heaven. You rule over the heavens, and you said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord, for the past month, we've been praying. We've been praying, interceding for our friends, our family, interceding for the nations, oh God. And now we ask, and we bind and casted many things. So Father, we ask that we will not be left empty. That we will not be left empty. That our hearts will be filled with your love. And our hearts will be filled with your fire, oh God. The fire of God will fill our hearts and encapsulate us. That we will begin to do the things of God. We will only want the things of God. We won't want anything else, because anything else can lead us astray. But that the fire of God will dwell in us so richly that we will want to, we will have the desire to evangelize. We will have the desire to go out and preach the gospel like never before, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, and you have ordained us, you have set us, you've told us to go out and preach the gospel, set the captives free, bring sight to the blind eyes, free the prisoners. So Father, in the name of Jesus, just like the day of Pentecost, your fire will fall, your fire will fall, like the day of Pentecost, oh God, your fire fell, your fire fell. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and he said it was like tongues of fire, like tongues of fire. A lot of us have given our lives to Jesus Christ. A lot of the world knows about Jesus. They've come to the love and knowledge of Jesus Christ, but they have stayed at the cross for too long. So Father, we ask, oh God, like the day of Pentecost, that you fall upon us again. You fall upon us again. Your fire will fall upon us again. We'll fall upon your churches. We'll fall upon our leaders. We'll fall upon us, oh God, that we will be the people you have called us to be. In the name of Jesus, rain the rain of revival, oh God. The rain of revival, oh God. The rain of revival brings many things. The rain of revival can bring healing. Can bring... so many things we can't even imagine. The rain of revival is the rain of miracles. The rain of revival is the rain of blessings. Oh, Jesus, we ask that you rain your revival. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done, oh God. That in the coming days, in the coming years, in the coming months, revival will so spark in our nations, in our hearts. It would be hard to explain what is actually happening. It would be unbelievable. Because revival is here. Revival is here. We believe it, God. And we know that you're raining your revival upon us right now. We know that you're raining your revival. You're setting our hearts on fire for you. That you are setting out your men and your children and your daughters that are going to go and stand as in the forefront of this end time work, this end time revival. Oh Jesus, thank you, Lord. That in the lives of children, in the lives of youth, in the lives of teenagers, in the lives of the every single one of us, that your revival will just rain upon us, oh God. That we will find ourselves just loving you like never before. We'll find ourselves wanting to just preach. Wanting to just preach the word. Wanting to just heal the sick. That we will start to walk in strange dimensions of who you are, oh God. That we'll be able to see in our neighborhoods, oh God. It will no longer be about a church, about a certain people, but it will be about you. It will be about the God that we serve, who is able to keep us from falling, who is able to do all things. It will be about the God that we serve, who makes all things new. It will be about the God that we serve. It will be a move of your spirit. It will be a breakout of your spirit, oh God. It will be a breakout of your spirit in the name of Jesus. Holy Ramashekaya Bashandali. Holy Branu Keteli Branuba Ayabosia. Because you are the God
who can do all things. You are the God that we know that still moves mountains. You are the God that we know that still does the impossible. You are the God that we know that can change the trajectory of things. You are the God that we know that has the heart of kings in his hands. You are the God that we know who can turn water into wine. You are the God that we know who can patch the Red Sea. Because you are the God that we know who makes the sun to shine, who makes the moon to come in the night. You are the God who reigns your reign of mercy. You are the God who reigns your reign and the trees grow and the grass grow. You are the God who feeds all the animals and they never worry about what they're going to eat, what they're going to have tomorrow. Oh Jesus, thank you, because you are the God. You are the God who can never fail, who can never change. You are seated on the throne, seated in heaven. No one can compare to you. No one can ever be like you. You are the God of all flesh. He said, there is nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing too hard for you to do, oh God. Hey! You are the God who can never fail. You can never change. And we know that you're in your real revival, because this revival is coming. It is coming. It is coming. And it is spreading throughout the nations. You are setting up Daniels. You are setting up Esther's. You are raising up Deborah's. You are raising up Elijah's. You are raising up Moses's. You are raising up Paul's and Peter's. You are raising them up. You are raising up David's. You are raising up your children to be ready to stand. To stand in this end time. To stand and proclaim the name of Jesus. To stand and cast out all the works of darkness. That will be so filled with your spirit and the supernatural. That we can step into cities. We can step into nations. And all the demons and all the devils that are walking there. That think they have powers. Because we are seated with you in heavenly places. They will be chased out. Because we know you as a God who can never change. We know you as a God that is moving mountains on our behalf. We know you as a God who is fighting our battles, the one we can see, the one we cannot see. We know you as a God who has promised us that we have dominion over the earth. We know you as a God who has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. We know you as a God who wakes us up every single morning and carries us out of our house. We know you as a God who has been with us since the very day we are born. We know you as a God who has given us breath. We know you as a God who parted the restroom with the Red Sea. We know you as a God who has a pillar by day and the cloud by night. We know you as a God who is a great deliverer. We know you as a God of all flesh. The God who was with David that he killed Goliath. Oh, Jesus, thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor because revival is here. And God, set our hearts for you. Set our hearts to be ready for you because your revival is here. Things are about to happen because you are coming sooner than we know. And God, because you're coming sooner than we know, we must do the work. We must do the work. Thank you for a revival. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.